Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice
the
of the people. Let's
the
get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Welcome back. It's Friday morning. You're now tuned in to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Happy to be here. We got some boxing to talk, man. Look, we had a late start. We were trying to scrounge up every bit of information that we could so that we could bring you a morning show. The eve before Christmas Eve, right? Or actually, no, it's still only the 22nd. Shit. Christmas is Sunday. Whatever. Happy holidays to you. So, you know, there's obviously some heavyweight news, and, you know, everybody loves heavyweight. So we're going to be talking about Anthony Joshua and a couple of quotes by Eddie Hearn. Some new stuff coming out, you know, calling Anthony Joshua the Willy Wonka fight. The, you know, undisputed king in, well, is he undisputed? He wants to be undisputed. That is for sure. We shall see. Will he achieve that? But he is the golden ticket. We've said that here before. I think maybe Eddie might have stole that one from me, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put together that Anthony Joshua is the cash cow of the division. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The fact that he's come out, he's got some interesting quotes, and it seems like 2018 will be our year of the heavyweight unifications, whether that bout be between Anthony Joshua and the New Zealand heavyweight champion, current WBO champion Joseph Parker, who the two have been talking now for at least a month or so, definitely a few weeks back and forth on trying to solidify whether or not they can get this unification together. You know that Parker has the WBO and Anthony has the WBA, IBO, and IBF championship belts, while Deontay Wilder holds the WBC. So, you know, the reason that we're talking about this is obviously Joshua himself came out and said that 2018 will pave the way for the unifications. And if we take this article, you know, for its word, well, it looks like both of those fights will happen. They're penciling in, and I quote, "We're looking at March 24th, 31st, and the 7th as potential dates for Anthony Joshua's next fight with various different venues in London, Wales, even other venues and cities around Europe as well." So, again, it seems like negotiations are going well for Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker. You know, they have a few dates lined out. I think at this point, they may be just looking at venues and what makes the most economical sense, but it's a step in the right direction. Regardless, you know, of who defeats Joseph Parker, as long as it's, you know, a guy like Joshua or Wilder that already have a belt, which could only, you know, bring a unification closer together. If Joshua goes out there and beats, you know, Joseph, hopefully he can be able to move on and, you know, look towards the WBC angle and becoming undisputed. There's no news yet as to whether or not there will be a rematch clause when this fight is actually solidified between Joseph and Anthony. But I quote, "We want that unification fight. We're close to a deal with Parker. It's not done yet, but we hope over the Christmas period, the turkey will get put on to the side and we'll get that work done." Hopefully we'll be in position to announce that early 2018. So that's promising, you know. First quarter looking very good for us fight fans. Between the months of January and April, a lot of big names. I mean, you got Crawford Horn penciled in or tentatively penciled in. You have Rios Garcia, you know, Earl and Peterson, Wilder and Ortiz. I mean, it's just so much. I think now maybe the Donaire fight, lot taking place. First quarter 2018 looking really, really good for us boxing fans. And I quote, AJ is that Willy Wonka fight, the golden ticket, the one everybody wants. A lot of people are talking, I want this, I want that. But if you really want it, be realistic and come get it. You know, look, I'm going to back Matchroom and Anthony Joshua because, listen, they are in control, you know. They're the A side. They put together the packages. They have the network deal. You know, at this point, their franchise is a brand that really is a well-oiled machine. Joshua, we've said this numerous times, he can fight anybody. You know, he could fight Dillian White. He could fight David Price. He could fight whoever he liked. It's just the bottom truth, the God's honest truth. And we are going to accept it, and it's going to do pretty decent business. The better the name of opposition or level of opposition, the better the business for sure. But the man is in the driver's seat. And if he goes out and captures this WBO to have four pieces now of that heavyweight division, he's going to definitely be in the driver's seat for any of the detractors that think that maybe he is not thus far. Joshua, it doesn't matter to him who he face. You know, he said something like, whoever is the first to stop off end of March or early April, so be it. But I do want it. I want it to be for a championship belt. There's two left, the WBC and the WBO. The WB is fine. Whether it's the O or the C is up to the opponent. And up to the opponent, you know, do we call these champions opponents? But I understand where Joshua's coming from. It's really up to the B side to accept the offer, you know, keyword being realistic. Eddie Hearn is saying this is a big fight. This is the Willy Wonka ticket, but the B sides have to be realistic. And I quote, I don't really get involved in the whole Twitter beef too much, but as I've said it, it does add to it. Saying one thing is different to acting. We've been in touch and we're trying to make this fight happen. And that's Joshua on his thoughts on Joseph Parker and his very strong social media smear campaign that he's been doing as of late. But again, great news for us fight fans. They're starting the first quarter with a unification with Joseph Parker, and it looks like things are on track. And we could only hope that the back end of 2018 will be the unification for undisputed champion in the heavyweight division between the two last men standing. That will be good. So listen, yeah, this has been a quick little show, you know, morning show, getting you guys prepared for the big weekend. Don't forget to thumbs up and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We made it to 62,000 yesterday, so credit to you guys. Thank you, obviously, for subscribing. That means a bunch to us here. And, yeah, man, share the show. And I'll see you guys next time.